Win Chuck's dinner.
680 The Fan and Hooters want you to win Chuck's dinner. Presented by Hooters. What to do on Monday nights now that Monday Night Football is over? Hooters has all-you-can-eat wings from 6 p.m. to close every Monday night.
I got to get in on this all-you-can-eat wing thing. I want to give that a shot. It's been years since I've really put my wing ability to the test. I might have to start now.
We got losers on the line here?
We have contestants.
Can we do more Combine Madness like next few days? Because I thought that went well with Chuck. Right. Giving us a nice inside story.
How about tomorrow? Some more Chuck's Combine Madness tomorrow. That means you have to work hard tomorrow. There you go.
No, he's giving us the finger. I want it.
Chuck is telling us we're number one. Why is that? Do you have to do some more work? Is that tough? A little show prep, a little rough for you.
Why do you do this?
It was good.
You're trying to get me out of my sweet spot before we play Win My Dinner.
It's a good job. So here's the way it works. You guys who are new to the show, maybe you don't know, but you get 60 seconds. You'll have an ability to pass something. Don't waste time. It is, you know, it's a timed event. The clock is moving.
Win my Hooters.
If you win, yeah, you get gift cards that'll get you those wings at Hooters, and the wings at Hooters are so good. So you'll have an opportunity to take the king down. Let's welcome in our first contestant. And by the way, Los will be giving you the questions, so don't be intimidated by his sexy tone. Shane, you're on 680 The Fan. Chance to win the king's dinner. Hi, Shane.
Hello.
How you doing, buddy?
Good, man. How are you?
Doing very well. Have you ever played with us?
No.
Never played with us. Have you heard the show before?
Absolutely.
Okay. And you know how poorly people fare in this game?
Yes.
And you're going to be different?
Different.
And if you're not, then never mind. I was going to put a monetary guarantee. You owe us $500. All right, Shane. I'm going to put 60 seconds on the clock. We're rooting for you. Win Chuck's dinner from Hooters.
This famous cookie consists of two chocolate wafers with a white sweet cream filling in between.
Oreo.
That is correct. This Athens-originated band made their debut in 1977 and had hits with Rome and Love Shack.
B-52.
That is correct. This famous Brian was drafted out of Oklahoma by the Seahawks, nicknamed the Boz.
Osler.
That is correct. This former Alaskan governor and vice presidential candidate turned 51 this week.
Governor of who?
This former Alaskan governor and vice presidential... England. That is correct. Dead or alive, Christopher Kid Reed from the hip-hop act Kid and Play.
Alive.
That is correct. This 2012 date movie features Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence as two people dealing with past relationships.
Silver Linings Playbook.
That is correct. This show on HGTV features twin brothers Drew and Jonathan Scott who help you purchase a home and renovate it.
Property Brothers.
Boom! All right, let's get Chuck back in here. That was good work by Shane. We'll see if it holds up, though.
Man, did he undersell and overdeliver.
He really did. He came in with a very humble type of an attitude.
Who's this loser?
That was Shane.
Shane?
Right, that was Shane the loser.
I'll take you down to loser town.
All right, let's put 60 seconds on the clock. You got your thinking toque on?
Please, for Shane.
You feeling smart?
Dude, who are you talking to?
That's what I'm just making sure we're on the same page. Here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. We'll see if Chuck can lose his Hooters.
This famous cookie consists of two chocolate wafers with a white cream
Oreo.
Sweet filling. That is correct. This Athens-originated band made their debut this week, 1977, and had hits with Rome and Love Shack.
B-52s.
That is correct. This famous Brian was drafted out of Oklahoma by the Seahawks, nicknamed the Boz.
Bosworth.
That is correct. This former Alaskan governor and vice presidential candidate turned
Palin.
51 this week. That is correct as well. Dead or alive, Christopher Kid Reed from the hip-hop act Kid and Play.
He's dead.
That is incorrect.
Oh!
This 2012 date movie features Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence as two people dealing with past relationships.
Jennifer Lawrence. Is that Hunger Games?
That is incorrect. This show on HGTV features twin brothers Drew and Jonathan Scott.
Property Brothers.
That is correct.
Chuck, that's a fine effort, but guess what? You just got killed. Not killed. You got killed.
How?
Shane went 7.
No.
For 7.
No.
Boom!
No.
Boom! Shane, congratulations, my friend. That was a dominant piece of work. Proud of you, my man.
Thank you.
All right, we got Hooters gift cards on the way. Hold on 1 second. We'll get all your info.
Back up.
You just got killed, brother.
Jennifer Lawrence, she was in
Silver
Hunger
Linings Playbook. And by the way, you do stink at Dead or Alive.
One of them's dead.
No, neither one of them is dead.
Kid or Play is dead.
No, the careers of both are dead, but they're still...
You can tweet either one of them after this game.
Are they being serious?
That was awesome. All right. This usually means he'll go straight downhill because he can't get over the first round. Dustin, you're on
680.
We'll find more cards. Don't worry about it. Dustin's on 680 The Fan to win the King's Dinner. Hi, Dustin.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Dustin, you heard what Shane just did there. You got to keep it going.
I did. He set the level.
He did. He set the bar. This is, remember, the Brave pitchers used to say, we'd see the guy the day before go out and pitch well. I wanted to match it. You're going to match Shane right here. 60 seconds on the clock. Win Chuck's Hooters.
This famous mint cookie makes up the majority of sales for Girl Scout cookies.
Thin Mints.
That is correct. This week in 1990, the South African leader was released from prison after 27 years.
Nelson Mandela.
That is correct. This famous Brian was an 11-year NBA veteran who was redheaded and nicknamed White Mamba.
Pass.
This actor turned 79 this week and starred in Smokey and the Bandit and Boogie Nights.
Burt Reynolds.
That is correct. Dead or alive, old dirty bastard from the Wu-Tang Clan.
Dead.
That is correct. This 1989 date movie features John Cusack as a high school underachiever attempting to win the love of the valedictorian.
Say anything.
That is correct. This show on HGTV features people picking between three different homes to purchase for their next home, picking either home one, two, or three.
Pass.
This famous Brian was an 11-year NBA veteran who was redheaded and nicknamed White Mamba.
Brian Williams.
Incorrect. This show on HGTV features people picking between three different homes to purchase for their next home.
Buy or sell.
Incorrect.
All right. Still pretty good work. We'll see how it holds up right
strong
now.
Round,
Dustin did some good things. Very proud of our contestants. I really am. Showing us a lot here.
Kind of intimidated Chuck a little bit.
A little bit. Chuck
like
started off his
first
game.
One, yeah.
Right, yeah, off his game a little bit, which is going to be great. All right, Chuck, you feeling smarter than you were last round?
I'm not going to say y'all did anything untoward.
You know what we did? We asked questions. Somebody answered more than you.
I'm saying there have been times in the past.
Is this like the Belichick thing?
I don't even want to go there.
We already did.
I don't know. I'm just looking forward to round two.
You made an allegation.
I'm just looking forward to these questions.
He moved on to round two. All right, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. We'll see if Chuck can keep his Hooters.
This famous mint cookie makes up the majority of sales for Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, Thin Mints.
That is correct. This week in 1990, this South African leader was released from prison after 27 years.
Mandela.
That is correct. This famous Brian was an 11-year NBA veteran who was redheaded and nicknamed White Mamba.
Chuck, it's a timed event. Let's go.
Say that again.
This famous Brian was an 11-year NBA veteran who was redheaded and nicknamed White Mamba.
Pass.
This actor turned 79 this week and starred in Smokey and the Bandit and Boogie Nights.
Oh, Burt Reynolds.
That is correct. Dead or alive, old dirty bastard from the Wu-Tang Clan.
Deader.
That is correct. This 1989 date movie features John Cusack as a high school underachiever attempting to win the love of the valedictorian.
What movie? What, you say that?
This 1989 date movie features John Cusack as a high school underachiever attempting to win the love of the valedictorian. This show on HGTV features people picking between three different homes to purchase for their next home.
I don't know.
This famous Brian.
Whoa! Guess what just happened again? You lost again.
5-4.
5-4.
No.
Yeah.
No, he didn't even ask all
yeah.
the... What?
Well, you were looking for say anything.
You don't remember say anything? Boombox over his head.
Which what Dustin had.
Was that 1989?
Yeah, it was.
The other one was House Hunters, which no one got.
You're an HGTV guy.
And the tough one in my mind was Brian Scalabrine.
I knew Scalabrine.
I was going to say that.
Yeah. Well, you didn't.
So that's basically I knew that one, Scalabrine.
We're going to go for some unprecedented territory.
Well, wait a minute. Read me that question again.
We're about to go for a
this
three
famous
for three.
Brian was this an 11-year NBA veteran.
Scalabrine is famous.
Well, he was redheaded and nicknamed White Mamba.
He's in the NBA.
Jeff Trepanier. He's just as famous as Scalabrine.
No, that was a cult icon.
Hey, take your loss and get out.
Who was that guy?
A winner.
Why don't you just give away all of my possessions?
Hey, Dustin, congrats, my man. Good job.
Thanks, guys.
You got Chuck on a dumb night, which makes it better for you, but I'm proud of you. Hold on one second.
That's just mean.
This is great. All right, Adam, here we go for the trifecta, my friend. You're going to pull this off. I have total faith in you. Are you ready?
Let's do it. You might as well call me Kyle Korver because we're hitting three.
Ooh. Talking trash.
Let's
before
see.
We started. 60 seconds on the clock. We'll see if Adam Korver can win Chuck's dinner from Hooters.
This cookie was started by Willie Amos in Los Angeles, California in 1975.
Famous.
That is correct. This week in 1929, this antibiotic derived from fungus was discovered and fights bacterial infections.
Penicillin.
That is correct. This famous Brian started at quarterback for the Browns and had stints with the Patriots, Cardinals, and Steelers.
Repeat the question.
This famous Brian started at quarterback for the Browns and had stints with the Patriots, Cardinals, and Steelers.
Oh, Brian Hoyer.
That is correct. This actress turns 35 this week and was once chained to a radiator to help cure her nymphomania in the movie Black Snake Moan.
Christina Ricci.
That is correct. Dead or alive, rapper Mace from Puff Daddy's Mo Money, Mo Problems.
Alive.
That is correct. This 1996 date movie features a sports agent played by Tom Cruise with a crisis
Jerry
of conscience.
Maguire.
That is correct. This HGTV show features a realtor and a designer who offer participants the chance to live in a newly renovated home or sell it.
Love it or list it.
Oh! greatest night of my life.
It's so glorious.
Which says a lot about me, but that's another story for another day.
Oh, so I don't know glorious. What y'all are cackling about,
oh,
but I'm just going to tell you right now, when we have a round where I'm told that Brian Scalabrine is famous.
I mean, I am like, we might need to end the show early. I'm taxed at this point.
Let's do it. You might as well call me Kyle Korver because we're hitting three.
He's talking trash to you to the king.
Who is this guy?
His hand is up in the air, by the way. He left it up there like Bird.
Who, Adam.
That was Adam.
Hey, Adam, you called my show.
All right, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Is it for the first time ever the three-peat and win Chuck's dinner from Hooters?
This cookie was started by Willie Amos in Los Angeles, California.
Famous Amos.
That is correct. This week in 1929, this antibiotic derived from fungus was discovered and fights bacterial infections.
Can I sell them?
That is correct. This famous Brian started at quarterback for the Browns and had stints with the Patriots, Cardinals, and Steelers.
Say that again?
This famous Brian started at quarterback for the Browns and had stints with the Patriots, Cardinals, and Steelers.
Sipe?
Incorrect. This actress turns 35 this week, was once chained to a radiator to help cure her nymphomania in the film Black State Moan.
Yeah, it was a role. Chris Ricci.
That is correct. Dead or alive, rapper Mace from Puff Daddy's Mo Money Mo Problems.
He's alive.
That is correct. This 1996 date movie features a sports agent played by Tom Cruise.
Jerry Maguire.
That is correct. This HD TV show features a realtor and a designer who offer participants the chance to live in a newly renovated home or sell it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Chuck, you did good. You did well. You got five. How do you feel about your five? Your silence speaks volumes because you just got swept.
Let's do it. You might as well call me Kyle Korver because we're hitting three.
Hey, Adam, congratulations. You pulled off the trifecta, my man. He went 7 for 7 as well.
Ew. I told you we're going for three.
You were right, my man. Hold on 1 second. We'll get all the info. That was the most dominant round in the history of the game.
It
has never
on.
Happened. We have music. We have pomp and circumstance. We got anything?
Has that guy on hold now? Is he off my show?
Adam's there. Shane is there. And Dustin, all three guys who just beat the hell out of you.
All right. Give me some answers here.
You were looking for Brian Hoyer.
You heard of him?
Who started for the Browns and played for those teams. And you were looking for Love It or List It, which Adam knew within seconds.
Oh, and Chuck's walking out right now. The show's not over. He's walking out disgust.
I don't know how long I've been writing questions. I was thinking about this before. I've told Chuck. I think I've given him over 3,500, 4,000 questions.
Sure.
That has never happened.
He didn't do that bad. He just...
No, he was... I mean,
he was okay.
5, 4, 5.
Yeah, I mean, average scores for just a pedestrian player.
And to have our players hit 7, 5, and 7.
7-2-7.
Doesn't happen.
I'm very proud. I'm like a proud papa today. I really am. I'm proud of all you who have grown up through the years, and we have finally reached. Maybe this is the year we do get a title in this town. Something like this is a sign.
Let me point out, this Connor went ahead and tweeted me. He says, we yell Scalabrine every time we throw paper at the trash can. He's famous.
Famous, that's exactly right. Christopher said, I'm so hyped off Win Chuck's dinner tonight. Christopher dug it. Chris tweets, I pulled over to enjoy this feat. Greg says, I'm dying. Best ride home ever. I'm with you, Greg. This is one of those nights that just, it's going to be memorable. We'll never forget where we were when Chuck got swept.